just as long as you come out on top. After all, that's what everyone will remember at the end of the day. That's why we have to have steroid testing in the NFL. That's why medals are forfeited in the Olympics. Competitors have to ask themselves, since everyone is doing it, if I want to have a legitimate chance, I have to do it too, right? What you do is not as important as how you do it. Those are the words that keep coming back to me when I'm tempted to choose what is expedient over what is right. People who bend the rules to get ahead usually get caught in the long run. But even if they don't get caught, they'll always know how they made it to the top. And at some deep down level, they'll know that they're frauds and that maybe they didn't have what it took to accomplish such achievements on a level playing field. The other problem is that, at some point, somebody who does care how the game is played, a boss, a board of directors, may well find out. For me as an employer, how you do your job has always been more important than what you do. Can you be counted on to do things the right way? Do you have the appropriate habits to get you through a tough situation, or are you the type to cut corners and hope things will turn out all right? Your character will determine the answer. When I was growing up, my folks were very clear about the importance of character. My mom believed that a person's character reveals what he or she really believes about life. Is it important to be honest? Is it important to obey your parents all the time, or just important not to get caught disobeying? Is there a God who really rewards good character, or is it okay to do whatever it takes to win? That motherly guidance has impacted me professionally as well. Because of the premium my mom put on character, I look for it in the people I work with. My style in creating a coaching staff is to hire talented coaches and teachers and let them do their jobs. This means that I have to have people I can trust implicitly because I'm not going to spend my time checking on them. I don't want coaches or players who are not going to represent us well either on the field or off. Character begins with the little things in life. I must show that I can be trusted with each and everything, no matter how trivial it may seem. By the time I was a teenager, my dad let me stay out pretty late playing basketball with my friends. It didn't happen right away. I couldn't be out at midnight when I was 13. But gradually, my parents gave me a little more freedom, and usually with someone they knew would keep an eye on me. By the time I was 16 or 17, they knew that if I said I was playing ball with my buddies in East Lansing or Ann Arbor, that's exactly what I was doing, and I wasn't involved in anything that could get me in trouble. They had watched me grow and had given me enough opportunities to test my character that, by then, they knew they could trust me. Character may be manifested in the great...